I see two forces in myself that are active at different moments and thus complementary. I find it difficult that people quickly think that it is a question about woman or man. In my view, I think that both attributes are within us. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it is very correct that both the attributes are within us, yin and yang, masculine and feminine, ira and pingla, positive, negative, current, both are working in us all the time when we take birth. So these forces, one is connected with the moon energy, one is connected with the sun energy. If we concentrate a little bit on our breath, nose has two nostrils, left and right, connected with the moon energy and sun energy. Never both the nostrils, the rhythm is always different. Sometimes sun energy is more stronger, sometimes moon energy. And this depends totally with the cosmic rhythm. We don't have to pay attention to this, because according to the cosmic rhythm, after a few hours, sun energy takes over or the moon energy. This is yin and yang energy, masculine and feminine energy. This is very simple concept. But further is the third energy, which flows in between these two energies. And that flow is of spiritual energy. In Vedas, Ida, Pingla and Sushumna. And this Sushumna, Ida, Pingla, feminine and masculine, yin and yang, this energy is flowing when we take the breath, and it goes with the breath with the backbone, both the sides of the backbone, goes till end, where is the Kundalini power that stream goes everywhere in the body. So masculine, feminine, yin and yang energy flowing all the time. Sometime one can be complementary to other also. Some people have more manly energy, some people more female energy. So that reflects. That reflects each other. So both the attributes are in us, and both the attributes again are connected with the food habits and the journey of the karma. Some people can go on, cannot grow. So it is also connection of the karma from many lives. And once one is determined to do, to change, so the food habits has to be changed. Food habits, and then these two energies, yin and yang energy, man and woman energy, comes in the balance. And once they are in balance, mind is also in balance. Then the love can flow. When the love flows, compassion flows, then one feels oneness with everything. And that is the destiny. And beyond is the meditation. Everything is limited. Even the body, physical body limited, everything what we can see through our eyes, everything is limited. It has an end. Everything is okay. But once the balance in the yin and yang energy, and to feel the stream of the third energy, spiritual and a connection with that, spiritual consciousness with that, divine consciousness, the soul inside, that God inside, the real power inside, the blessing inside, the bliss inside. Once we realize all this, then more peace and happiness comes automatically, which is the happiness is the ultimate goal of everybody, whether is a sage or a saint. Happiness is our right. And where we lose our happiness, in the duality. So the balance in both the bodies and yin and yang and the connection of the spirituality inside, this is the third one, that's to feel this spiritual stream inside, divine stream inside, divine light inside, soul inside. First we have to touch that. If we don't touch our soul, we cannot touch anything. If we touch our soul, the world, the whole world will touch us. Because that is the purest in us. The purest in us is the purest soul. Once we touch the soul, the whole world will touch. So balance in the man and woman energy, they both the energies are there. So there's nothing to think, but to discover more with introspection, the spiritual stream, the divine stream, to reactivate this divine energy again. Thank you very much.